I must tell you that Wedding Podcast Network covered the first ever Brides Against Breast Cancer wedding gown sale in New York City like no other media source. Okay. I saw stuff on the radio and I saw some stuff on television, but it was an unbelievable event. It took so much to coordinate it. And, I'm in touch with Lindsay Mann, who's really terrific and worked on a lot of the press, and Julie
Pulled it all
Sabatino.
together.
What,
She pulled
who
it all
did a
together,
lot
right?
of with the gown donations, the designer, so many designer
And
dresses.
so much coordination.
It's incredible. I mean, they, well, it was a 3-day event, and we attended the VIP event, which was a higher ticket, but you got so much. I mean, it was $150 a ticket for the VIP event, but you got
Yeah, you were in
so
way
much
ahead.
for your money. Okay, because, well, let me backtrack where it was. It was at the Prince George Ballroom in New York City. It is a turn of the century old world ballroom. It actually recently undergone a
Big
breathtaking
queue.
transformation. It is gorgeous. And actually, the nonprofit group Common Grounds did the renovation. And I have to tell you, the columns, the
Yeah, so
ceiling,
much character. It's one of those rooms that you really don't have to do very much to.
But I think it is a
And as
u
it
it's
turns
uniquely
out, and as it
beautiful.
turns out, we were there for what runway show?
For Remacra.
Remacra
But I have to
was at the
tell
Prince
you'd
George
feel like a
Ballroom.
princess. And that room can actually be transformed into a nightclub environment from the photos on the wall.
Yeah,
So
very
we'll have a
cool.
link to the Prince George Ballroom
Yeah.
as well if you want to contact them for planning any event,
Right.
because it is fantastic. But this venue is where this the first ever Brides Against Breast Cancer event happened. And I have to say that Brides Against Breast Cancer, we support them. It is an incredibly worthy cause. Hundreds of brides could find the gown of their dreams. What I wanted to say is that there were so many designers and bridal experts there that evening, including Paula Varsellona, Robert Birnbaum, Stephen Bullock, Kenneth Poole, Mark Ingram. Each bride that attended this preview sale received the most incredible luxury goodie bag. I can't even tell you how many companies donated to this goodie bag. And they also, all of the brides were entered to win raffle prizes, and a few of them, one of them was a $1,000 wedding cake from Confetti Cakes. There were some Flower Girl gowns from Ladybug Collections, who we actually met at
Last market
Last
in
Market,
April.
right? Some DVD collections from New Line Cinema, an engagement shoot, crystal barware, bridal gift baskets, a teeth whitening session, and personal training sessions, and even a 5-night honeymoon at the Raffles Resort Canoon Island. It is unbelievable. And other donations were from JetBlue and Feast Caterers. And I can't even tell you how many companies contributed to
Yeah, there was a
make this
ton
event a
of
success.
stuff.
And let me tell you, it was a success. You want to know how much money they raised, Robert?
How much
Can you?
should I do? I wait a minute.
Okay.
You know,
Drum roll.
let me tell you.
Yeah.
I don't. I never thought I'd be able to use this.
Oh, I love that. Do that again. Okay. The VIP event brought in the most revenue of any day, about $30,000 between ticket and gown sales. The total event, they raised $85,000. I think it's the
Wow.
most money ever. They are able to fill 15 wishes. And many of the wish requests include trips to Disney and second honeymoons and family reunions and
But you know
cruises.
what? I think the best way that we can share, what the wishes are all about is to play
From the
this piece that I recorded while Fran Hansen,
founder
the
of the
founder,
Making Memories Breast Cancer Foundation, because
right.
Brides Against Breast Cancer is their number one fundraiser for
Right.
the Making Memories Breast Cancer
Right. Now,
Foundation.
Fran went
What
outside
is
as
she the
she
most
does.
special woman?
She's
I am so
unbelievable.
happy we got to meet her in person. That was like the highlight of my being at this event.
Right. It was really great. We had done an interview with her via phone and corresponded via email for quite a while. But then we finally got to meet her. And I had walked outside with her as she greeted the brides who were lined up outside just minutes before they came in to experience the sale. And I think there's no better sound bite that we could play than this sequence of Fran Hansen outside talking to the brides.
We gotta be getting close, right?
We've got seven, you got 6.5 minutes.
Holy smokes, that's more than I need. Thank you for coming, ladies. Making Memories, as you all know, grants wishes to terminal breast cancer patients. Everyone thinks I'm here to sell wedding gowns. I'm really here to find women who need a wish granted. If you know anyone who has breast cancer that's been diagnosed metastatic, that means it's moved from their breast to a major organ, even if they're doing well today, we'd be here to grant their wish. So please share with them that there's an organization that can help them do something special with their family. That might mean putting carpet in their home. It might mean sending their entire, I mean, all three of four of their children and mom and dad to Disney World. Whatever that wish is, they may want to meet a celebrity. Whatever that is, we're going to do our very, very best to help make it happen. It happens because wonderful women, bridal shops, designers, and manufacturers have donated fabulous dresses to the Making Memories Foundation. But also, it's because you great brides have come to find the gown of your dreams while making wishes and dreams come true for women across this country who truly no longer have the financial means to do something special one last time with their children, with their family. An average wish is $4,000 to $6,000 from Making Memories. There's lots of organizations that will put $500 into your wish. We grant the entire wish to the very best of our ability. Lots of Disney World, lots of family reunions, second honeymoons. We've printed, published people's books. We've met celebrities and all those kinds of things. But I want to tell you my favorite wish of all time. Her name was Rochelle. She was 26 years old. She had two little girls. They were 2 and 4 years old. She said, Fran, please send me a video camera. My little girls are 2 and 4. They will never remember a trip with me. I don't want them to forget my voice or my mannerisms. She said, I don't want them to forget my face. So for $599, we sent her a video camera. She lived for 8 months. And she left behind recorded messages for those little girls for their birthdays, for prom night, graduation, for their wedding day, even for the birth of their children, telling her grandchildren on one tape how precious their mothers were at 2 and 4 years old and how she wished that she could have been there to raise them. You put a price on that wish. Was it worth $4,000, $6,000, or $100 million? Those little girls will always remember their mother's face, her mannerisms, and her voice, because some wonderful designer or bride may have given a formerly worn dress, but so many bridal shops, manufacturers, and designers have given their gowns. One of you lovely brides, buy this dress, and we're going to grant someone's last wish with it. I'm not telling you this to make you cry. I'm just telling you this because it's the truth. Young women are dying of breast cancer. If a doctor ever tells you you're too young to have breast cancer, don't worry about that lump in your breast. It's just a clogged milk duct. It'll go away when your baby's born. That's what happened to Rochelle. She died 2 years to the day. I'm sorry. She was buried 2 years on her daughter's second birthday. And it's an amazing story. Making Memories, the kindness and generosity of women across the country are donating these gowns and you guys buying them. Thank you so much for being here. The only bad news here, you're going to be 2 sizes larger when you start looking for a wedding dress. Remember that if a gown is too small and it can't be made larger, take the zipper out, put the loops in the zipper, turn it into like a lace up the back gown. Fabulous dresses. Enjoy. Please come in.
I have to tell you, she is the most giving heart. And we got the chance to speak to Julie Sabatino about some of the designer dress donations.
You know, we've been very blessed. We've received gowns from Anne Barge, Ramona Cabeza, Se-Yong Vu Couture, Waters and Waters, Jim Helm, Paula Barcelona, The Wedding Library, Kleinfeld's, Mark Ingram Bridal Atelier, RK Bridal, Burnham & Bullock, Amsala, Bergdorf Goodman, and Ladybug for Flower Girls. So we have been so blessed, amongst others, and brides themselves have been dropping dresses off that they've worn all week and giving to the cause. So it's been really, the outpouring of support has just been incredible.
Can you share some special stories maybe that some of the brides have shared with you of why they wanted to donate their dresses?
Well, the first bride that I sold a gown to here at this event was in a rush looking for a dress. She came in, she's like, oh my gosh, I have like 5 minutes to do this. We found the perfect dress for her. I have to tell you, it looked absolutely beautiful. And when she was purchasing the gown, Fran, the amazing woman who started this organization, said to her, I want you to realize what you just did. Your $1,000 dress just bought plane tickets for a family to go away and spend the last vacation they ever will together. And we all got the chills, and the bride started to cry, and her mom said, this is for grandma, because her grandmother had died of breast cancer. And, you know, it's just, when you stop and think about what this is allowing families to do that are dealing with an awful thing, it's really, it's an incredible, incredible event that she's pulled together here.
Well, it's incredibly meaningful. Let me ask you, being in the wedding industry and covering wedding market and knowing the pulse of the industry and the retailers and the brides, for the most part, I see a lot of white and off-white in this particular room. I know that's based on donations. But please share with us what you've seen. Because the last time, actually, we met with you, we were talking about color.
Yes, I remember.
And I want to revisit that because I have seen color, and yes, but via sash and via accents and embroidery, not total gowns. But tell us now, since the last time we saw each other, have you seen anything new and different that you could share?
We have a couple gowns in here. We have a pink gown. We have a couple of pink gowns, but we have a pink floral gown.
Pink breast cancer, right?
Exactly.
I mean, is that why?
Well, no, actually, but how appropriate is it, you know? We have a couple light blue gowns and things like that. You know, the trend that I've seen is that brides still want to use it in accents. I think that, although I will say, I feel brides are getting much more comfortable with the champagne color and deeper hues of tan and taupe, and kind of not going too far to the left, but really getting much more comfortable with it. So, you know, you never know. A full pink gown could be the next step for them. So,
and the other thing that's really great here is that there's the mother of the bride gowns that are available here, as well as the flower girls, like you mentioned, dresses. So really a
and
whole
bridal.
Oh, and bridesmaids.
Yes.
So, right, well, I know a number of the companies that you've mentioned were specialize in the bridesmaids' dresses. So women can come tonight with their family and friends and enjoy the evening and have fun shopping.
Absolutely. Shop, have a glass of champagne, know that you're doing it for a good cause, and come out and support it.
Well, you've done a terrific job. You have been part of a team effort. And
absolutely. The team has been wonderful.
So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Good. Thanks, Julie, for sharing that with us.
Yeah.
And then we got to speak to some...
Jane.
Right.
I'm going to play the clip with Jane.
Right. She was there with her husband.
Mm-hmm.
She donated her gown.
Talked about her story.
Well,
and why she donated.
So let's hear it.
It was a good story. Then we have...
She's a real lovely...
we have a clip with her.
She's a lovely, lovely lady.
Right after that with the bride. When she spoke... When the bride was trying on her gown. I have the clip, too.
Well, again, Jane Jamison is the vice president and publisher of 17 Magazine. Go ahead and coming with wine for you, and I think, what a good partner
he is
in life,
good
right?
Man.
Would you be so kind as to share your story with us?
Sure.
And because the donating the gown, and we really would like to feature that.
Absolutely.
I found it, and I would be happy to check anyone that has any concerns.
Stay with us if you would like. Jane Jamison, graciously donated her treasured wedding gown. Jane, why don't you tell us how you got involved with Brides Against Breast Cancer and about the dress you donated?
Okay. Well, actually, I was diagnosed with breast cancer in March, and my wedding invitations arrived the night before my surgery. And so we had a big decision to make. You know, were we going to get married? Were we going to move forward? Should we wait till after I was finished with chemotherapy? And we said, you know what? This is a really, really happy occasion. Let's focus on the positive. We're going to do this. So I was halfway through chemotherapy when we got married, which was in June. And my story appeared in the vows column of the New York Times because I said to my now husband, Ed, you know, there are so many people out there who are scared to death to have chemotherapy. I want to share my story so they know that they're going to get through it too. Because if I can get married in the middle of chemotherapy, they'll get through it. And the letters and the outpouring of support has been unbelievable. And I was contacted by the organization to come to the event and donate my dress, and I could not think of a better way. I wish I had 10 of them to donate because, you know, it means so much to me, first of all, to help people with this terrible, terrible disease. And you know what? Everybody's working on research in the next cure, and there are a lot of people that need to be helped that are beyond that. And, you know, I hope that I have a long and healthy life. But, you know, you never know. And I just felt if I could do my little part to help somebody else have a happy marriage. And I feel like I have a new beginning now because I've just finished chemotherapy. And hopefully I'm going to, you know, again, be cancer-free for many years to come.
So. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about your gown, like how you found your gown and what, you know, I'm sure it's such a special treasure of yours. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the gown, because I think any woman is going to get it.
You know, it's funny because I was married in June, so I'm so recently married that I was like, I cleaned the dress and I would look at it every day in my closet, and I thought, how, this is like a ritual, like I touch it, I look at it, I want to kiss it. Like, how am I going to get rid of it so soon? But again, like, to help people, and when I was looking for a gown, I had some challenges because of surgery. I couldn't lift my arm. So I really had trouble trying things on. And I also, because of surgery, have various scars in the front that required me to be, you know, I could wear something with a V, but I found a dress that was slit to the waist in the back. And I thought, oh, now this is just the perfect dress. So it's sexy, you know, in a way that I could wear. And it was a very flowy gown, and we kind of met in Coney Island. That was our first date. We went to Coney Island, and it reminded me just of the waves, you know, when I walked and I put it on, and I said, you know, I have to buy this dress. And I also have to say that the people at the store where I bought the dress, which was Morgan Le Fay on Madison Avenue, were so helpful considering my condition. I can tell you that I went to bridal stores where they, like, literally one place, and I won't name it, but they didn't even help. They could see that I couldn't get into the dress myself. They didn't even help me. My daughter called me. I'm hysterical crying on the phone, and, you know, you don't want to do that to your 17-year-old daughter. They were so nice and so accommodating, and I actually got my daughter and my husband's daughter, who are both now 18, their dresses there as well. So we were all very coordinated. They had kind of the short version. I had the long version. And it was a beautiful wedding party.
It sounds incredibly special. And I think that any bride that owns, because I have the chills, that purchases your gown is going to have a treasured keepsake forever. And I hope, you know, I think that they should attach the story
right
to the gown,
all
you
the
know?
Good vibes. You know, there was just so much
giving.
Love.
It's all about giving.
You know, everybody
back.
Is so kind of fighting for me, praying for me, doing everything for me that, you know, I know I'm going to be fine. And the dress was just, you know, I felt so great and healthy walking down the aisle in it.
Well, you're an inspiration to all of our listeners and to brides everywhere. And it has just been a real treat to meet you. So thank you for sharing your story with us.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.
You know, her husband said he offered to buy the dress back before it could be sold to anybody.
Right.
And she said she would just donate it back anyway. So right. This is a
Wouldn't
real,
matter.
It was very
touching.
It would
be touching. Their own fundraiser there. And then.
But I kind of followed that dress. Like I
right.
saw the dress.
Well, you went in. We have a clip.
And then I went into the.
You went in. We had the wireless mic.
Set up the fitting room.
Right. So you were able to go into the fitting room,
and
I
know
stayed
what?
Outside.
I have to tell you, wait, there were a lot of volunteers there too. I mean, actually, Bea from
weddingbea.com. Yeah, we have a clip with Bea, but let's follow up because we have a bride that was trying on her gown.
lift it to exactly where you want it, and you can layer it.
That's genius. I'll show
you. You can see, right there. Here.
How cool is it to be able to meet the person whose dress this is? Come on, tell us.
It's pretty cool.
You look so beautiful in this gown, doesn't she?
She just brought it in.
Didn't you just bring it in? Is this what you envisioned?
It's beautiful.
So you really don't need to shorten it because, like, I wore it a little more up in the front, obviously, than the back. But, you know, both of these will go up with the, if you want to wear it that way. But
that's so cool.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have figured that one out either.
Just having that quiet strength for 10 hours. Getting it exactly. Oh, well.
That's a beautiful dress. Thank you.
Can I take a picture of you in it?
Oh, yeah.
It must be so strange to see your dress on someone else.
No, it is.
So many of the girls don't get to see that.
Let me get a little closer. Jane, why don't you get in the picture with her?
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's
yeah. And while Hallie's taking pictures, we'll have some shots from the show.
We'll put up a little photo album, yeah. Can't we?
I don't know what if we had anything else. Wait, let me listen.
On Madison Avenue.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I'm happy that you married. I was wondering if I was going to get, you know, you go to the dresses with the bad mojo, you know?
And I was like, and I just got married in June, and so I was like, I said, I've been looking, like every night I'd like pet, I cleaned it, and I'd been like looking at it and petting it, and I'm like, I have to do this, and it's like, do you really want to do this? We just got married.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool that she was getting a chance to talk to her.
And you know what, I think she did buy it.
I think she did too.
I think she bought it for $1,200, and
I think she did too.
And it was very emotional.
But you said about, you know, volunteers. Stuff like this doesn't happen without volunteers.
I mean, there were people bringing the dresses,
runners bringing them in, bringing them out,
helping dress the brides,
right?
Checking out the brides. Incredible amount of volunteers, and they're always looking for volunteers in any of their gown sale events nationwide.
We ran into B from Wedding B. com. We spoke to her.
So, Bee from Wedding Bee is with us, and she has volunteered. She's volunteering at the Brides Against Breast Cancer event. Why don't you tell us how you got involved?
Well, Sarah, who's actually working on promoting the event, contacted me and asked if I could write about it on Wedding Bee to get the word out there. And I thought, you know, it's such a great cause. I wanted to help out in any way I could. And one of my other brides, Miss Ant, on the site, she wanted to volunteer as well. So we both came down here to support the event. And we've been writing about it a lot over the past week. And hopefully it's had an impact on attendance today.
Do you see any stories you could share with us? Because you're behind the scenes. And I see that you're helping bring the gowns back. So the brides can make sure that they see the total selection. But have you overheard anything? Or what are you experiencing? What do you feel about what's going on here with the brides?
Well, I did see one bride find the dress of her dreams, and the designer, Paula Barcelona, happened to be here. So, you know, that was a really great moment. They took pictures together, and it was a perfect moment where she was able to meet and talk with the designer and have the dress of her dreams.
Yeah, that's an exciting moment because it's celebrity. Really, you know, in the wedding world. So is there anything else you want to share with our listeners? Because you scope the market pretty well. I don't know anyone who scopes the market as well as the Wedding Bee website. I just think it's fabulous. What have you seen that's hot that you want to share with our listeners?
Hot in general with the wedding industry or specifically with bridal gowns?
You know what? Why don't you give me both?
Well, I think in the wedding industry, do-it-yourself is really, really big. Brides are taking on a lot of projects before that they hadn't. There are more resources out there like the Wedding Podcast Network and Wedding Bee where brides can get a lot of ideas and advice and guidance about planning their weddings. As far as wedding gowns, I think color is in. I see a lot of the brides picking champagne gowns or white gowns with champagne-colored sashes. They're veering away from the traditional white and ivory.
Well, the beauty of your website is that you get the opportunity to see, because you put up a lot of pictures up on your website and a lot of great links. So I encourage everybody to go check out WeddingBee.com.
Thank you so much. I tell everybody about the Wedding Podcast Network as well.
Well, we appreciate that too. Thanks a lot, Bee.
Sure.
That was great.
She's so sweet.
You know, there was another inspiring story I wanted to share, because I asked Lindsay to share, you know, anything that she may have heard that, you know,
Go ahead, honey, share away.
All right. Cut to the chase, Holly. Actually, there's a woman, Lisa Brigham. She's the National Sales Director at AMSALA, and she helps spearhead their donations, the AMSALA donations, to the Brides Against Breast Cancer gown sale event in New York. And her story was that her best friend from childhood passed away from cancer, and this was something that she was eager to participate in professionally and personally. So the more she got involved with the cause, especially with Brides Against Breast Cancer, and seeing the event live made her want to donate her own wedding gown in honor of her friend. And her own wedding gown was the first wedding dress that Nicole Miller ever designed and made. So thanks, Lisa, for donating your gown, because I'm sure someone really loved that Nicole Miller gown.
Did I have a Nicole Miller tie?
Yes.
Which one was that? The dogs?
I don't know.
Or the martini one?
I don't know. She actually has a great line of dresses, of evening wear, of just great collection. She's a great designer. I really like her stuff. But I have to tell everybody that...
Well, we have more clips to play.
Right.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Oh, right. Okay.
There was a couple of cool ones. There was one, I want to play this. I don't know what I have lined up here, but there was a young lady who was trying on gowns that was the sister of a bride. The bride was in California. The sister was there with her mother, and she was taking pictures with her cell phone and emailing them from the phone to her sister in California, and then they would talk on the phone and discuss the gown, and I thought it was hysterical. I want to play a clip.
So don't we love the technology of today? You're taking photos on your camera?
Yeah, on my cell phone, which has a camera, and then send them, and then I email them to my sister's phone, and she keeps calling me back saying, I like that one, maybe try a different one on, I don't like the top of that one, look for something else. So
are you both the same size?
We're close in the same size. She's bigger up top, so I'm just making sure that I have an extra room, and then there's a seamstress here, which is very helpful, and she's been able to say how much I could let out the top.
Well, I have to tell you, I think you're going to be very successful, because I know that that room is full of such an incredible selection of gowns. Well, the cool thing about that bride is that it's all about technology of today.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's just wild. I don't know how anyone could buy a dress for somebody else. Okay. I think that's really great. That's really nice of her sister.
Maybe they didn't think
they
could,
it was the cause. It was really
again,
there for the cause.
Right.
That's
an opportunity. Who were we talking to the other day about the... Oh, okay. It was a newlywed cast about the first trip to the sample sale.
At Saks.
Right? Yeah.
That's coming up.
That was a good story. That was a good story.
It's interesting. There was also a lot of different opinions about where you should buy your gowns.
Right.
You know? I mean, there are those.
I'm not going to talk about that. We'll leave that to Henry and Michelle to talk about.
There was so much going on.
Right, and when those doors first opened, everyone went rushing in.
Yeah, but the fitting room especially, and then the checkout.
Right.
I mean,
but,
it was unbelievable.
Such a good cause. And we have kind of an update on things since then, because we recorded this material a couple of months prior to when we're actually putting the show together due to scheduling and all. And since then, as part of this whole tour, unfortunately, the trailer with all of the gowns in it was stolen.
In Phoenix, Arizona. In a hotel parking lot. This is awful. It was filled with over $3 million
dollars yeah.
worth of gowns.
It was unbelievable. And when we heard about it, it was like, you know, our hearts just sank. But here's the good news. I spoke to Fran last week, and they were headed to L.A., which is a huge show for them.
One of the biggest events of the year.
That's what was so devastating.
They were so counting on raising those funds.
Now, I don't have all of the details. Fran was talking a mile a minute. She was driving back home at that point. She had been away since New York.
I think she's always traveling, by the way. She's always on her cell phone.
So I'm talking to her, and she's telling me that the outpouring of support from gown designers, from retailers, when
salons.
That happened, salons, was unbelievable.
The wedding industry at large, probably.
The wedding industry stepped up. They were donating dozens of gowns, dozens and dozens, that by the time the show in L.A. opened, I think 48 hours later, they had
restocked.
I don't want to mention exactly who it was, but someone donated two new trailers to them.
Oh, wow.
It was unbelievable. We'll do an update with all of the outpouring of support. And as it turns out, you know, the silver lining to all of this, Fran told me that they're in a better position now than they were prior to this happening. So if there's anything good that comes out of this, is the fact that they used a very horrible situation to catapult themselves beyond where they were at that point. And we will make sure to update everyone with all of those companies and designers and salons that stepped up, as well as individuals who donated. But really a fabulous cause, and we encourage everyone to consider donating.
And if you want to check out any of the gown sale events.
Right. And also, and let's mention this too. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but you know, if you're saying, gosh, I don't want to donate my gown, you know, that's just not for me, but I still want to help. I want to, you know, I want to do something. How else can I help? Pink Envelope.
Projects.
They're terrific. Is really great.
The bridal shower.
Talk about what that is.
Well, that's just an opportunity to
raise money.
But it's a themed event for whether it be a bridal shower or even your wedding ceremony. And the way people can attend with donations.
Right.
You could have pink parties. There's lots of different ideas on their website.
Right.
And also just go to our We Support page and you can find all
we
the
have
links
a link.
For Brides Against Breast Cancer for those Pink Envelope projects, as well as the gown sale events that are coming up, because they're really nationwide. They're all over West Coast, East Coast, South, middle of the country. They're all over. And you know, you can check the venues and the dates of when they're happening.
And you can find that all out through our website.
Yeah,
we want you to check that out.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this coverage
of that.
the first ever bridal.
Right,
Brides
and if you have,
cancer.
And if anyone out there, you know, does have suggestions on events that are worthwhile that you know have a tie into the bridal community, we'd love to hear about that. You know, send us a notice of that to our email address, which is feedback@thewpn.com. Or you can always leave us a message on our listener hotline, which is 800-882-1259. And you can leave us a message there.
And we hope you all enjoy all of the original programming we're bringing you. We have 7 programs and 2 to 3 in development. And we're very excited about bringing you information not heard anywhere else.
Yeah. It's all original stuff, and that's what really we pride ourselves on, and getting really great information out there. So make sure you check it out. But you've been listening to The Bridal Scene, only on the Wedding Podcast Network. I'm Robert Allen.
And I'm Holly Ehrlich.
And we will see you guys next time. Take care.